news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I think it was 72 at this time yesterday morning, 34 now at our studios. Some spots to the north under that freezing mark. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes right here on Mobile Mornings. Also, it is a Wednesday. That means our buddy Jeff Poor joins us a little after 8 o'clock. A lot to talk about this morning, as well as we'll get into the discussion of this historic day. I think you'd say historic day in Washington. That coming up in just a little bit. Right now, we'll get the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's a chilly start. Might want to start the car and hit that heater before you head out, but accident-free conditions so far this morning from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile, you're checking in with light traffic from Dauphin, Spring Hill and Airport in 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile. With more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights, it's guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit. Get tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, clear skies with a light breeze, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and Kane with traffic. Of course, we're talking to you on the text line at 343-0106. Plus, we'll turn up your voice coming up after 8 o'clock. Same phone number. And a reminder now, day three in our Alabamian of the Year stakes, the voting online front page of FMTalk1065.com.
Yeah, we had two more winners move on into the second round yesterday. Bruce Pearl with 45% of the vote. Of course,
cha-ching.
He's the Auburn Tigers basketball coach who led them to the Final Four for the first time in program history last year. And then the second top vote getter yesterday, Hoyt Hutchinson, the Alabama fan and baby Trump balloon popper at the Alabama LSU game. In third, we had Tua Tagovailoa and the Meth Squirrel tied, the Athens, Alabama Meth Squirrel. So they don't move on, but Bruce Pearl and Hoyt Hutchinson do. And today for voting, we've got four new candidates up there, and most of them, or at least a couple of them, have been candidates: Governor Ivey, Jeff Sessions, Nancy Worley, and CBD. I had to shoehorn CBD in there. But we've got three that are very involved in politics, and then, of course, a product that's kind of taken Alabama by storm this year.
I would say that that fits into Alabamian of the Year, because remember, it is that thing that has most moved the needle or the news cycle in Alabama in 2019, and Lord knows CBD has been talked about a whole bunch. All right, coming up this morning, Amtrak could return to Mobile, but a key vote with the Mobile City Council will happen sometime between now and New Year's, or Amtrak, I guess, won't be coming to Mobile. We'll give you details on that. Also, a budget vote in the House. Yeah, they had time to vote on some budget items. We'll talk about that. Speaking of Washington, 21 to smoke. We'll give you details on that story. And today, well, it's impeachment day in Washington. A historic day, as this has not happened a whole bunch. It's been, three and a half decades since something like that has happened in Washington, as the House votes articles of impeachment. They vote on that today. More on that story, Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
The issue comes before the full House after a lengthy hearing Tuesday in the House Rules Committee. Democratic Chairman Jim McGovern began by saying the facts surrounding the president's dealings in Ukraine are indisputable.
This is about President Trump using his office to try and rig the next election.
The committee's top Republican said, practically speaking, the outcome of the vote in the House is already known. And Representative Tom Cole added, why put the country through all this?
The votes to convict and remove the president from office simply aren't there.
Speaking on behalf of the Democratic majority in the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jamie Raskin testified, it's clear the president committed impeachable acts. It's also clear, he said, that Trump sees nothing wrong with his actions.
The president is completely unrepentant and defiantly declares his behavior here perfect.
The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins, testified that the majority Democrats rushed through the impeachment hearings in what he described as a highly partisan process.
There will be a day of reckoning.
Once the House casts its vote on impeachment, it appears all but certain the Senate will pick up the baton and carry out the constitutionally prescribed requirement of conducting an impeachment trial. In preparation for that trial, which would likely occur in early January, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called the House's impeachment process a slapdash work product. He also said, don't expect the Republican-controlled Senate to fix it.
The House chose this road. It's their duty to investigate.
That means, says McConnell, he will not support the initial request by the Democratic minority to call witnesses.
It's not the Senate's job to leap into the breach and search desperately for ways to get the guilty.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wanted to call four witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
What is Leader McConnell afraid of? What is President Trump afraid of? The truth?
Ultimately, says Leader McConnell, the issue about whether witnesses will be allowed to testify in the Senate trial could be up to the full Senate to decide.
One of two directions, either going in the direction of the witnesses or going in the direction of voting on the articles of impeachment.
But McConnell says let there be no doubt about what this process really is.
I would anticipate we will have a largely partisan outcome in the Senate. I'm not impartial about this at all.
That just made Senator Schumer angry.
Do you want someone who proudly says they are not impartial to be on a jury?
But McConnell reiterates, this is not about impartiality. Impeachment, he says, is about politics.
I think we're going to get an almost entirely partisan impeachment. I would anticipate an almost entirely partisan outcome in the Senate as well.
Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
All right, speaking of that vote, before that vote today, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne joins us on Midday Mobile. So we'll get some detail on that. Also, the latest here on the murder of a professor from the University of South Alabama and how police figured out who the suspects were. We'll talk to Katarina Lukacic from News 5 about that coming up. And in the world of sports,
well, we've got the Pro Bowl rosters in the NFL officially announced. And in college football, the early signing period begins today.
It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida's Senator Rick Scott is calling for military officers to be allowed to carry guns on U.S. bases. This comes in the wake of the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on whether to impeach President Trump. House lawmakers will meet this morning to debate two articles of impeachment, which accuse the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress over his dealings with Ukraine. If the House does vote to impeach President Trump, the case will then be turned over to the Senate. A wildly popular entertainment venue and restaurant is looking for a new location, and Mobile's mayor is hoping the port city can get its attention. Last week, Topgolf posed a question on Twitter asking followers where they should build next. Mayor Sandy Stimson responded saying, quote, "Let's talk." The closest Topgolf locations are in Baton Rouge and Birmingham. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Ed Orgeron is named Coach of the Year. The early signing period begins today, and NFL Pro Bowl rosters are announced. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig with the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in college football. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was named the Associated Press Coach of the Year on Tuesday after leading the top-ranked Tigers to an SEC championship and their first college football playoff appearance. Orgeron received 33 of 56 first-place votes from top 25 poll voters. Baylor's Matt Rhule finished second with 14 first-place votes, followed by Ohio State's Ryan Day and Minnesota's PJ Fleck. Orgeron is the third different LSU coach to win the award since it was established in 1998. He joins Nick Saban, who won the award in 2003, and Les Miles, who won it in 2011. Today marks the beginning of the third year of early signing period for college football recruits. Through Friday, recruits will be able to sign and send their national letters of intent to the school of their choice. If they elect not to send those NLIs, they'll have to wait until February to sign. According to 24/7 Sports, Clemson has the number one class ahead of the early signing period, followed by Alabama at number two, LSU, Ohio State, and Texas A&M to round out the top five. Florida's ranked sixth, Texas seventh, Georgia eighth, Auburn ninth, and Oklahoma 10th. That means the SEC has six of the top 10 classes. It's become more popular each year for recruits to sign early. In 2017, 70 of the top 100 recruits signed during the early signing period. That number rose to 76 in 2018. And according to 24/7 Sports, this year only 16 of the top 100 recruits have yet to publicly announce their commitments. The Georgia Bulldogs take on Baylor in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans on New Year's Day. On Tuesday, starting junior left tackle Andrew Thomas announced that he'll skip his team's bowl game and his senior season as he begins to prepare for the 2020 NFL draft. Fellow offensive tackle Isaiah Wilson also declared for the draft, but did not say whether he'd play in the Sugar Bowl, while junior tailback DeAndre Swift said on social media that he will officially make his decision on the NFL draft after that bowl game. Three players for Utah State have been issued citations for marijuana possession prior to Friday's Frisco Bowl, when the Aggies will face Kent State. Starting junior quarterback Jordan Love, senior running back Gerald Bright, and junior wide receiver Sean Carter each face misdemeanor charges after police received a tip that they were smoking marijuana on Saturday night. It's unclear if the charges will jeopardize the players' availability for the game, which will be Love's last in an Aggies uniform. And it was announced yesterday that the quarterback had accepted an invite to play in the Senior Bowl. In college basketball, South Alabama was back on the court after a nine-day layoff, beating Alabama A&M 89-79. Josh Ajayi led the team with 24 points. In the NFL, the Pro Bowl rosters were announced Tuesday night. The Baltimore Ravens tied an NFL record with 12 players selected for the annual All-Star Game. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson became the first Baltimore quarterback selected to the game since Vinny Testaverde in 1996. The New Orleans Saints topped all NFC teams with seven selections, including quarterback Drew Brees, who's now headed to his 13th Pro Bowl, and New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady was not selected to the Pro Bowl for the first time since 2008. And former NBA Commissioner David Stern remains in serious condition following emergency brain surgery last week. The league said Tuesday that Stern is surrounded by his loved ones and receiving great care. The 77-year-old suffered a brain hemorrhage on Thursday while having lunch in New York. It's 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, clear skies with a light breeze, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
No matter the occasion, at Honey Baked Ham Mobile, they've got you covered. They've got the gift you're tempted to give yourself, a Honey Baked Ham gift card. And if you can't decide what to give this year, let that lucky someone decide. Everyone on your shopping list can choose something for themselves. From their famous hams to delicious side dishes, desserts, and more, they are your gift headquarters this Christmas. Extended holiday hours the week before Christmas for your last-minute shopping convenience. Honey Baked Ham, 3851 Airport Boulevard, 343-3100.
Celebrate the holidays with magic Christmas and lights at Bell & Grath Gardens and Home. With more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights, guaranteed to get you into the holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Close Christmas and New Year's days. Tickets at bellandgrath.org.
Good morning from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. Accident-free conditions continue and a chilly start with some gusty winds across the Bayway about 10 to 12 miles an hour, so hang on to the wheel. So far, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford also checking in with no delays from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger and Airport Road in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote-controlled cars, trucks, even tanks. Maybe you'd like the dirt-throwing speed and excitement of a Losi off-road truck that comes completely assembled and ready to run. It's Hobbytown USA, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. I know it's hard to look past anything other than the impeachment vote today in Washington, but yeah, they actually did vote on the budget yesterday and a push to make 21 the age for buying tobacco. Get into those stories and more. Plus, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way in just about 10 minutes. We'll talk about the cold temps this morning. Of course, our friend Katarina Lukatich from News 5 knows a lot about that as she is out in it this morning in front of Government Plaza. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, just stay inside.
Yes, that's there's our note for Wednesday. Don't worry, just stay in bed, stay inside. you're reporting on the murder of the USA professor Dr. Weiser, and the arrest here of two suspects this week of Derek Scott and Tiquez Timmons. Talk to us about how law enforcement found these suspects. This is fascinating.
Yeah, it really is interesting because it was such really a random crime, so it was really hard for detectives to try to figure out what happened. But so detectives say that this really started as a burglary, and so when allegedly these two people went into the home, they took a Nintendo Switch from the home, which belonged to Dr. Matthew Weiser, and when detectives were looking for it, they noticed that the Nintendo Switch had logged onto a network, and through that they were able to trace it back to both Tiquez Timmons and to Derek Scott. At least some kind of digital footprint. I'm not exactly sure how it worked, like if they used their usernames and it was linked to that device or how exactly that works, but they were able through the Nintendo Switch to trace it back to those two.
Yeah, I mean, the police work to do that, and Dalton and I had talked about some when you log on a network, it'll show you if you have friends online or whatever that might have been a clue, but then there's the part of it, just the regular part of it to me that you murdered somebody, at least you're accused of murdering somebody, and then you go to play video games. It just unsettles me. I guess that should unsettle
really
everybody.
Crazy, and it's just, well, one, it's really good police work as well.
You know, that side note, and I don't know how many people know about where Mobile Police Department is with their online work and their digital work. Maybe it's not publicized enough that the city of Mobile and the police department is far ahead, is one of the leaders here when working on this kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're doing amazing things. They recently, in the last year, opened up a building, and it's really just a cyber unit that's specifically just for that. And it's not just Mobile Police. They have a whole bunch of different agencies. I think about 18 different agencies that are working together on different cases across the Gulf Coast. And that's really their specialty, is to work these kind of digital cases.
You know, in some of the reporting on this, too, I guess MPD saying that Scott and Timmons they believe were, this wasn't their only burglary. I guess they had done burglaries in the past, and then this was, I guess, the first home invasion, but they had been, they're linking them to a series of burglaries.
Right, that's what prosecutors said, that they believe that these two are burglarizing homes across Mobile, and that Timmons would drive Scott, and then Scott would go into the home. So when you look at this really as a burglary botched or gone wrong, when we take a look at Dr. Matthew Weiser, his co-workers had told us that he lived alone, he didn't have a car, he didn't drive, so it is very possible that these two just didn't think that anyone was home when they tried to go inside.
It's spooky stuff. $150,000 bond for each. What happens if they make bond?
So they'll have to be on electronic monitoring. So they'll have to wear an ankle monitor. And really, the two don't have a lengthy criminal history. Just some traffic infractions. But this is really the first major thing that they've been arrested for.
They're 20. I'm sorry, Katarina, but I mean they're 20. They shouldn't.
Right.
But nobody should have a lengthy police record. But they're 20 years old. It's,
I know. It's all right. Really unsettling.
Very much so. Thank you for the update on this, and we'll check back with you soon. Stay warm.
All right.
Katarina Lukatich from News 5. Checking it. That you had said it the other day, and maybe we'll get somebody. I don't know if they can tell us, the investigators. I know they're, got a lot of law enforcement friends who listen to the show. If it is information y'all can give us, would one of y'all text us or let us know? Is it a situation where MPD knew to be monitoring, like the switch was missing, or is it like you were talking about, Dalton, that that quite possibly a friend of Dr. Weiser saw, he's been murdered, you know he's dead, and then you see him log on, and then the first thing I would do is, I'd get on the phone to law enforcement.
Yeah, either way, it's good work by the police department. Great investigative work. But I'm wondering, I don't have any experience with a Nintendo Switch, but I know with several other game consoles, like, for instance, the Xbox, which I haven't played it in a long time because I'm a new father, but I last played it, I know that when one of my friends comes online and starts playing his own games, that it pops up there in the corner a little alert that says, so-and-so has jumped online, and then you have the option to go maybe play a game against them or with them. I would guess that the Nintendo Switch does the same thing, and if that's the case, maybe one of Matthew Weiser's friends or online friends tipped off MPD about this, or maybe MPD's investigating it is so good that they were on top of this from the get-go.
Their cyber unit's something. I got a tour through there and got to see some of the it is something. All right, Dr. Bill's got our forecast coming up, and we'll check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. We begin with some good news this morning. A man in Gulf Breeze has paid the overdue power bills for 36 families. Mike Esmond says he did it after he and his daughter spent one Christmas without power because he couldn't afford his bill. The city sent out cards telling the residents what Esmond did for them. Two men are safe this morning after being rescued from Mobile Bay. The pair was fishing near Cafe Del Rio when the boat got stuck in the mud and water started pouring in. A police unit in Daphne Search and Rescue helped rescue the men. A prison reform bill is having a negative effect on county governments in Alabama. The Association of County Commissions says a prison reform bill passed in 2015 either needs to be changed or counties should be given more money. Highway 29 from Neal Road to 9 Mile Road to Escambia County, Florida is getting a new name. The highway will be renamed to honor fallen Florida Highway Patrol trooper Milan Hendricks. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Today, for only the third time in its history, the House of Representatives will decide whether the President of the United States should be impeached. Capitol Hill correspondent Suzanne Malveaux this morning.
In just hours, lawmakers will hold a final debate of the Articles of Impeachment, alleging the President abused his power and obstructed Congress.
Correspondent Karen Caifa says the final vote is expected between 6:30 and 7:30 Eastern tonight.
The House Rules Committee last night on a party line vote signing off on 6 hours of floor debate today. That time will be divided equally among Democrats and Republicans, who will be led by the leaders of the House Judiciary Committee, all leading up to those final votes. So a long day ahead here on Capitol Hill.
A survey has found that 1 out of 5 high school students vaped marijuana at least once in the past 12 months. The nation has a new centimillionaire this morning. A Giant Eagle supermarket in the Cleveland suburb of Mentor sold a $372 million Mega Millions ticket. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. FedEx posted a 40% drop in quarterly profit and again cut its earnings targets as a delivery giant records less revenue from its express business and books higher costs tied to delivering more e-commerce packages to homes. Much of the higher costs are falling on its ground network, which is switching to 7-day delivery year-round and adding 2 million packages to its network that were once sent to the post office. At the same time, the global shipping environment remains weak and FedEx is retiring jets and canceling flights to try to rein in expenses. Shares are down more than 7% in pre-market trading. A federal bankruptcy judge has approved 2 PG&E settlements totaling $24.5 billion to help pay the losses suffered by homeowners, businesses, and insurers in the aftermath of catastrophic Northern California wildfires. The decision bolsters PG&E's chances of following its preferred path for getting out of bankruptcy by a make-or-break June 30th deadline. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And what a change in temperature from yesterday morning at this time to now. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it really came through, and the temperature's now down to around 30 degrees out at the airport. And it's going to be a cool day today. The best we'll do is about 52 degrees, but We are going to see some sunshine today with a cloud yesterday and the gusty wind out of the north. It felt a lot colder than the actual temperature. But this morning, it's still breezy, and with that temperature at 30 degrees, and we'll start to slowly warm up over the next couple of hours. After a high of 52 degrees today with sunny skies, we're in for another freeze tonight. So look for a low temperature around 30 degrees at daybreak tomorrow. And then tomorrow, we should have another sunny day. Big high-pressure system out covers, extends from Texas all the way into our area. In fact, the center of the high will be right over northern Alabama tomorrow. So about 55 degrees for tomorrow afternoon, and then tomorrow night we'll get down to 30s again, but around 35 degrees. Friday, though, the clouds come back in. They become mostly cloudy. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s, and then showers develop Friday night. An upper air disturbance will be moving out over the Gulf of Mexico, and it will create a low-pressure area at the surface in the central Gulf. That low will track eventually into the Florida Peninsula on Sunday and then out into the Atlantic. But what it will do is produce showers on Saturday, so a good chance for showers and temperatures in the mid-50s. On Sunday, we'll still have showers around, but things will gradually improve in the afternoon, be in the upper 50s. And then on Monday, back to mostly sunny skies with a slight chance of a shower and a high temperature in the mid-60s. So that low-pressure area is going to affect us for Saturday and Sunday, and then it moves out to the Atlantic, and we end up getting some decent weather to start the week, and looks like some good weather all the way into Christmas Day with warmer temperatures.
All right. Dr. Bill, the rain on the weekend, is it washout rain or just are your windshield wipers on intermittent? Or, I mean, what are we looking at?
It'll all depend on the strength of that low-pressure area as it moves on toward the Florida Peninsula. Right now, it looks like it'd be a lot of light rain, but we could see some moderate showers now and then. But if that low were to come closer to us, then we get some heavier rain. But right now, a lot of light rain, kind of annoying, and with cloudy skies and rather chilly temperatures.
All right, and we've been talking about it, but today is the day, if I'm right, if I haven't gotten ahead of myself, because I know it's here at our studios, the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac out for people to get.
Yes, and as usual, it is free. And the almanac, 36 pages, tide tables, hurricane information, and solar and lunar tables. You'll find it in a number of locations. Here's a few that are ready to... I have those almanacs for you, and West Marine here in Mobile, and also down at Dog River, over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. They have copies, and the next hour I'll give a few more locations.
All right, good stuff, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist and his forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. That's not true. I need to be honest. So, exclusive on radio, if you are a oil and gas producer in the Gulf of Mexico and one of these big companies, you also get Dr. Bill's forecast. That's the other place they pay big money to have him and the crew at Coastal Weather Research Center on. So, that's how good, by the way, this group is.
Yeah.
That the international oil and gas companies that have offshore drilling facilities contract with Dr. Bill and those folks to predict. That's why our hurricane prediction stuff and all that is so like 12 hours ahead of everybody, because they're doing it for these people who got to decide whether they're getting people off rigs or mm-hmm. they're shutting down production. So it's exclusive to radio, of course, but I have to be, you know, I always want to be frank and honest. It's us and some big international oil and gas producers.
Yeah, Dr. Bill, always on point. I think we should give away a couple of these, you know.
Okay.
A trivia question, give it away for free.
It's a free item.
Yeah, it's already free.
But. So if you want to feel like you've won something and come by.
Yeah, just if someone was to text us the coldest day and temperature in Mobile history, we'll give you not just one free copy, but two free copies.
Two free copies. Okay, yeah. So text it in to 343-0106. We're also thinking about tonight is our Christmas party mm-hmm. for Bigler Broadcasting and FM Talk 106.5, having staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams read from different pages in the almanac. It should be. He doesn't know we're going to get him to do that, but it's kind of our plan. All right, 6:40. It is, of course, the countdown to Christmas. We are now a week out from Christmas. get a gift, even here at Crunch Time, get a gift that they'll be talking about before Christmas next year. You know when you give that perfect gift and people are still talking about it the next year? You'll do that with Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited time offer with y'all, and there's still time to place your order before the holidays. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Here's what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak signature seasoning pack, and, for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All the delicious food, plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come, for only $69.99. Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and the only steaks you can get of this quality are from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com, type my last name, Sullivan, into the search bar to get the deal, and order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. 641, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Working in accident now at House Ferry at Cody with road blockage and no injuries. Also, I-10 eastbound before the Michigan Avenue right on the right shoulder. That's an accident with injuries. Still got gusty winds of up to about 10 to 12 miles an hour across the bayway, so hang on to the wheel. Returning to Hank Aaron Stadium, it's Christmas Nights of Lights, open nightly through January 1st from 5:30 to 10 p.m. And don't miss Santa's Village, open every weekend until Christmas. See you tonight at Hank Aaron Stadium. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 5 traffic.
All right, 643 FM Talk 106.5. Of course, talking about Washington a lot with the articles of impeachment vote today. They also voted on the budget. But another thing going on in Washington that I think has a lot of people looking at is this move for being 21 to buy tobacco products or vaping, nicotine, I guess, however it's delivered, whether it's smokeless, smoke, or vape.
Mm-hmm.
So going from 18 to 21, Bill Michaels from Westwood One with more.
Congress is moving ahead with legislation that would raise the age to buy tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. The sales restriction has the support of two unlikely backers, Marlboro cigarette maker Altria and e-cigarette maker Juul. The proposal comes in response to a surge in underage vaping by U.S. teens. Raising the purchase age is expected to curb young people's access to e-cigarettes and regular cigarettes and eventually save lives by cutting the smoking rate. Anti-tobacco advocates say Altria and Juul are backing the measure to head off even more damaging restrictions on tobacco and vaping. Bill Michaels, Washington.
645 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic coming up, forecast, and coming up next, sports with Dalton.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for military officers to be allowed to carry guns on U.S. bases. This comes in the wake of the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on whether to impeach President Trump. House lawmakers will meet this morning to debate two articles of impeachment, which accuse the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress over his dealings with Ukraine. If the House does vote to impeach President Trump, the case will then be turned over to the Senate. A wildly popular entertainment venue and restaurant is looking for a new location, and Mobile's mayor is hoping the port city can get its attention. Last week, Topgolf posed a question on Twitter asking followers where they should build next. Mayor Sandy Stimson responded saying, quote, "Let's talk." The closest Topgolf locations are in Baton Rouge and Birmingham. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. A gift certificate from Pro Tent Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20, lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Good morning. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in college football. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was named the Associated Press Coach of the Year on Tuesday after he led the top-ranked Tigers to an SEC championship and their first college football playoff appearance. Orgeron received 33 of 56 first-place votes from top 25 poll voters. Baylor's Matt Rhule finished second with 14 first-place votes, followed by Ohio State's Ryan Day and Minnesota's PJ Fleck. Orgeron is the third different LSU coach to win that award since it was established in 1998. He joins Nick Saban, who won it in 2003, and Les Miles, who won it in 2011. Today marks the beginning of the third year of the early signing period for college football recruits. Through Friday, recruits will be able to sign and send their national letters of intent to the school of their choice. Of course, they have to be asked to come to that school.
Yeah, but there's that. Yeah,
you can't just sign on at Alabama. if they elect to not send their NLIs, they'll have to wait until February to sign. According to 24/7 Sports, Clemson has the number one class ahead of the early signing period, followed by Alabama at number two, LSU 3, Ohio State 4, Texas A&M comes in at number 5, Florida ranked 6th, Texas 7th, Georgia 8th, Auburn 9th, and Oklahoma 10th. The SEC has 6 of the top 10 classes, and it's become more popular each year for the recruits to sign early. In the first year, 2017, 70 of the top 100 recruits signed during the early signing period. The number rose to 76 last year, and according to 24/7 Sports, this year only 16 of the top 100 recruits have yet to publicly announce their commitments. The Georgia Bulldogs take on Baylor in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans New Year's Day. On Tuesday, starting junior left tackle Andrew Thomas announced that he'll skip his team's bowl game and his senior season as he begins to prepare for the 2020 NFL draft. Fellow offensive tackle Isaiah Wilson also declared for the draft, but did not say whether he'd play in the Sugar Bowl, while junior tailback DeAndre Swift said on social media that he'll officially make his decision on the draft after the bowl game. Three players for Utah State have been issued citations for marijuana possession prior to Friday's Frisco Bowl when the Aggies face Kent State. Starting junior quarterback Jordan Love, senior running back Gerald Bright, and junior wide receiver Sean Carter each face misdemeanor charges after police received a tip that they were smoking marijuana on Saturday night. It's unclear if the charges will jeopardize their availability for the game. It'll be Love's last in an Aggies uniform, and it was announced yesterday that the quarterback had accepted an invite to play in the Senior Bowl. In college basketball, South Alabama was back on the court after a nine-day layoff. They beat Alabama A&M 89-79. Josh Ajayi led the team with 24 points. In the NFL, the Pro Bowl rosters were announced last night. The Baltimore Ravens tied an NFL record with 12 players selected for the annual game. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson became the first Baltimore quarterback selected to the game since Vinny Testaverde back in 1996. The New Orleans Saints topped all NFC teams with 7 selections, including quarterback Drew Brees, who's now headed to his 13th Pro Bowl. And New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady was not selected to the game for the first time since 2008. It's 10 minutes till 7. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and a quick update here from traffic issues. Also, it's a news story about a house fire. Thank you, Daniel. It says, Watt Road at Country Market is closed due to a house fire, 15-mile marker, detour to Jack Williams. So you got a house fire there that's affecting traffic. Once again, Lot Road at Country Market closed to due to a house fire. Detour to Jack Williams. We'll get more with traffic coming up next.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, clear skies with a light breeze, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Layaway and gift certificates are available for Christmas. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they're working accidents down at House Ferry and Cody. Still road blockage there. Also, I-10 eastbound right before Michigan Avenue on the right shoulder waiting for the wreckers. We've got some gusty winds of up to about 12 miles an hour across the bayway, so hang on to the wheels. Still no delays northbound 65. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Great. Thank you, Kane. 653 FM Talk 106.5. And addendum there to our traffic. Once again, Daniel saying this is a house fire. Lot Road at Country Market closed. That intersection closed due to a house fire. Detour onto Jack Williams. It looks like the house is a total loss as well. So we've got two stories. Got a news story about somebody. Can you imagine? Right here. I mean, It any time of year is bad. I'm falling into the trap, but at Christmas, it's even worse.
It is worse, and I wonder. They always say this time of year, space heaters seem to cause lots of fires. I'm not saying that that's what it was there. I have no idea why that house caught on fire, but
a lot of times, yeah, You do get some kind of heating methodology, right? Mm-hmm. Something that's being done. Once again, we don't know any facts in this one, but heating methodology often turns out to be a culprit this time of year. All right, 6:54, FM Talk 106.5, this segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. The holidays are here, and this year, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket, pay off your credit card balances, and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. Think about what you're paying right now in interest and compare that to 5.95% APR. You can save thousands in interest. There are absolutely no fees. No application fee, no origination fee, no transaction fee, no prepayment penalties, no tax title tag doc fee. No fees. This is what I love. And Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Why work at having a good credit score unless you take advantage of it? And you can do it now. Just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, we'll talk when we get back after the news more about what's going to happen today in Washington. Also, what may or may not happen with Amtrak here in Mobile. But the most popular story I put on the Twitter feed last night, which, by the way, if you're not following it, please do, at FM Talk 106.5, is a story about bathroom breaks. Bathroom breaks.
That's what you're doing over there on Twitter.
That's right. Okay, so we had a story earlier this week that I saw that there was a company somewhere that said, how do I dance around this? Basically, if employees have been in the bathroom for longer than like 5 minutes or something like that, there would be somebody. Now, I don't know if this was a real story or somebody just they would go in for a sniff test.
Oh, no.
To make sure what was going on. This is horrible. But now a company in the United Kingdom called Standard Toilet has a new type of toilet with a seat that slants forward to prevent workers from taking longer than necessary bathroom breaks. You'll see the picture. It's got a 13-degree slope to the front, so some of the weight is on your legs, and you literally can't sit there for too long. They say your legs should start getting tired after about 5 minutes. It's supposed to mimic what you do during a squat thrust. So if you're out of shape, you might find yourself in trouble. They also claim it's good for your posture, right? Mm. But the real selling point is they said it's going to bring productivity back to companies because people won't be wasting time on the throne. How do I get myself in these stories? How do I end up with this stuff?
Why don't they just take the toilet out of the ground and leave a hole?
There you go. That's what we're going to work on here. They cost between $200 and $650 depending on the features, and they're selling a model with an even steeper slope than 13 degrees, a 35-degree tilt on one. We'll talk about this maybe coming up.